Blog Talk Radio.
In like 17 years. Amazing to be back live. I've almost forgotten how to run the show live. But welcome, Trish McFarland. How are you tonight? What is happening? Are we even doing this live?
I am so excited. This is so much better. Don't you miss it?
I guess I do. For those who might have forgotten, since we haven't done the show in 17 years, my name is Steve Bowes, of course. Mr. Farland's with me. This is the HR Happy Hour show. This is HR Happy Hour number 172, which is another shocking revelation when I set up the show yesterday and realized we're closing in on 200 of these shows. But today's October 17, 2013. We're doing the show live. Our call-in number, I haven't given a call-in number in months. I had to write it. I had to look it up again. Call-in number, which I used to know by heart, but the call-in number tonight is 646-378-1086. We certainly do invite and welcome phone calls tonight as well. If anybody's out there wants to talk about HR Evolution and the HR Technology Conference or anything else you want to talk about, work, HR, the workplace, robots, sports, pretty much anything goes tonight. I'm pretty open. I don't have a real serious agenda for the show. So welcome back to the show. Now, Trish, you told me a few minutes ago you had a special guest with you. Why don't you introduce your guest really quick at the top of the show?
I would love to. So since it's our first show back live in a long time, and we didn't have, you know, it was going to be just the two of us, I have a very important person here with me. I have my daughter, who's giggling, Carly McFarland. Carly, you want to say hi to the listeners?
Hi.
She's really more talkative than this, believe me.
Yeah, she's doing great. She's doing great. Well, Carly, I have a question for you. So I was reading before the show that do you like sports and like car racing, any of those things? Interested in?
Yeah.
Do you like milkshakes?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what I read today. And you tell me if this is something you would like. I read if you go to Texas and go to the Speedway there where they do the auto racing, you can get a bacon milkshake at the Texas Speedway that's made with root beer and ice cream and bacon and candy. Is that something you would have, Carly? Do you think that would be a tasty treat?
I'd like that.
All right. Well, well said. Well spoken. Fresh bacon milkshake? Okay.
I don't know. I'm a little more hesitant on the bacon part, but Carly is a huge bacon fanatic, so I would imagine we'd be buying those if we were at the Texas Speedway.
I'm telling you, I'm ready to go to Texas and go to the auto race to try the bacon milkshake right now, because pretty much anything is better with bacon, right? We know that.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you know what? It's funny you asked her that question. She has this weird obsession with the state of Texas. So she's constantly asking me to take her to Texas, move her to Texas, be in Texas.
Really?
She's already planning on going to university in Texas. Yeah.
Nice.
Texas
fan. Well, you know, I mean, it's a good fallback option if you can't get into, say, you know, your first choice school, like perhaps the University of South Carolina or, you know, somewhere like that. But, yeah, it's a good plan. I learned something else that's new. I don't know if Carly, do you like Pringles at all? Pringles potato chips?
Yeah, I like Pringles.
I do too. And here's the problem with Pringles, at least one of my problems with them, is they come in that tube, right? And so they've got the plastic lid, right, that you put on top of the tube, and that plastic little lid always goes missing, right? At least for me, right? I can never find the plastic lid for the Pringles. So what I learned yesterday was that the top of a, like, sort of that mid-sized Yankee candle, that glass top, actually fits perfectly on the Pringles tube and can be a suitable replacement if you lose the top of your Pringles can. So that's a little tip to you from me.
Thanks.
Tell him that you have a question for you on Twitter.
My mom told me to ask you a question.
Okay, no, go ahead.
So it appears we're getting questions already for Carly on Twitter. A.K.A. Bruno is out there in Twitterland, and he is asking if Carly is a fan of Ted Drews.
Yes.
You want to tell Steve what Ted Drews is?
I guess I don't know who that is, so someone's going to have to help me.
It's sort of like a frozen yogurt place, ice cream place.
Oh, gotcha.
St. Louis.
Very famous.
Really famous.
Right. Excellent.
I like
excellent.
It.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, good.
She does have one serious question for you, though, Steve, if you've got time for one more, and then we'll kind of let her go.
Sure.
You're Carly. It's
an hour show. We've loads of time to fill here.
How is the new HR technology conference?
Funny you'd ask that, Carly. It was great, though. Thank you for asking. It was an excellent show, I thought, and we'll talk about this, of course, in the remainder of tonight's HR Happy Hour show. But I had a great time. Love it. I love Las Vegas. So, you know, to me, you're winning once you get there. And I even heard a story that your mom did well in Vegas as well, won some cash even. I don't know if you heard that, or did she tell you? Maybe Trish, did I blow that for you? I don't know. How much is that?
No. Carly and her brother wanted mommy to play roulette for them. So, Carly, do you want to tell them how much you won?
I won $30.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's
it was
awesome.
Good. It was a good thing.
Good stuff.
So,
good stuff. Well, great. Well,
they're
cool.
Very excited.
Great to have
all
you.
All right. Well, Carly, we're going to let you go.
Hang out.
Okay.
And, you know. Tell all your friends, tell all the kids in fourth grade about the Happy Hour show. They can download it on iTunes, put it right on your iPods there, and, you know, listen to the show during recess or something.
Are you going to tell them?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
I tell them.
Get that on your iPod and brag to the kids. I do it. I go down to the schoolyard all the time. Well, I guess I don't.
That's creepy.
Yeah, it is a little creepy. All right, so cool, Trish. That was fun. Carly, that was great. Good guest. We had a guest, which is great for the show. Hey, let's talk HR evolution and HR tech. Why not, right? This is why we're here tonight. I mean, where do we start? It was a crazy week in Las Vegas for sure. I mean, it went by so quickly, and it's kind of funny. You plan events like this, you know, that we did with HR evolution and, of course, the team at LRP and Bill and everybody else for HR tech, and you plan for them all year long, and then, boom, they're just like they come and go so quickly. The week was just a blur to me. I don't know how you thought about it.
Yeah, I mean, I always feel almost exhausted by the time that HR Evolution gets here, and I'm super excited while it's going on. Obviously, you know, I love seeing everyone. It's like a huge reunion, and you see all your friends and family. But, yeah, I think, you know, it was good a couple days after I got home, but in just this week, I think it's finally hitting me, not just that those two particular events are over, just that conference season is winding down. There might just be one or two you know, conferences left, and yeah, it's just sort of that weird feeling like, okay, now I'm not really going to see a lot of the people that I love to hang out with for, you know, another 6 months again. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Good and bad, right? We need to rejuvenate. I do feel that. I feel like I'm exhausted. I need to kind of refocus in on other things like writing and, you know, obviously like us doing the show, right? So when we're both planning these big events, it's really hard to manage keeping the show going during that time, but so
oh,
I feel like
sure.
New priorities.
Right. Yeah, it was difficult as well, and some folks had asked me, oh, you know, can we do the show live from HR Tech, and it was just, there was no shot at that. There was no capability of doing anything like this in the run-up to Tech for sure for me, and I think next year maybe I'll handle it a little bit better and a little differently, and doing the show, it might be better. It might be better to do a few preview shows in the run-up to the big events. But let's talk about HR Evolution first. Boy, you did our sixth one, I think, overall. And
Isn't that unbelievable? I'm still shocked, like, when I hear that, because that seems like, you know, just crazy that we've had six of them now. But
yeah,
really good thing.
We do want to make sure that we make a specific mention and thanks, quite honestly, to our event sponsor first, which was Sum Total Systems, who are our exclusive event sponsor, who were just really a great partner to work with in the run-up to HR Evolution and at the event as well. You know, we had quite a few Sum Total folks came to the event. We heard from them a little bit. We heard from one of their customers and one of their partners and a favorite of mine, Wegmans, at the end of HR Evolution. So huge thanks to Sum Total Systems for their sponsorship of the event. And then, of course, well, Trish, why don't you talk about the tweet up as well and how that came together the night before HR Evolution?
Yeah, so a special thanks to Craig Fisher and Bill Borman, because they really helped us with the sponsorship there. Fisher Vista was one of our sponsors of our tweet up, as well as Rollpoint. I think they're both really, really great companies to do business with, first and foremost, not even because they sponsored a tweet up, but what I really liked about the tweet up is getting to meet the entire teams. They're so friendly. They're so real. Just getting to spend time with them, it makes you just really understand these are the kind of people you want to do work with. And so I hope that came across, I think, to the attendees, which I think it did. You know, it's to me that what I like about HR Evolution in general is that, you know, you're not going to some booth to see somebody. You're meeting them as a person, as a real human being. You're finding out what you have in common with them. And that's really what makes a good working relationship, is kind of having that foundation. So I felt like at the tweet up with Fisher Vista's colleagues, as well as the Rollpoint colleagues, we really were able to kind of bring that all together. So thanks to both of them for an amazing night. We were at the Mix nightclub in the top of Mandalay Bay, and it was beautiful. The views were beautiful. And, you know, also, I guess, just a mention of the Zuko wedding, right? Frank and Tammy,
yeah.
Zupan now got married earlier, right before the tweet up. So really special event. You know, having all of us who are friends of theirs from the very first HR Evolution, we got to give away the bride. And I will tell you, I started crying before we even got into the wedding chapel, because they had me sign their marriage license, which completely surprised, but I was just so honored to do that. I've never signed anybody's marriage license before. So
yeah.
I don't know,
Yeah, I was actually crying. I was crying myself, Trish, around that same time. It was more so because Virginia Tech didn't cover the 4.5 that I had laid an hour earlier, which really was disappointing. But the wedding was really nice, and you know, it was something to see. You know, how folks who had met at HR Evolution, you know, had come full circle all the way to getting married, and then having everybody there and the party afterwards was a really fun night. And so again, congrats to Frank and Tammy. And the next day at HR Evolution, you had given them shirts, right? The bride and groom shirts,
right?
So we should probably get Frank and Tammy to take a photo with those shirts so we could post that somewhere on the website, right? We have not actually seen that, but
that's a great idea. Yeah, I mean, it's real, right? To think that, hopefully we're bringing good networking to people and good content and all those things, but a marriage, really? I mean, again, so cool. Such a neat thing to have happen.
It was really fun, and so when we got to the event the next day, you know, we had a great turnout, lots of newcomers to HR Evolution as well, right? And probably, I don't know, maybe 30 or 40%, maybe even more, first time HR Evolution attendees.
At least.
Which I thought was, I thought that was really fun.
Yeah.
For me, doing sort of the organizer bit, you do sort of perhaps enjoy the event a little bit differently, right? Maybe not as focused on absorbing all the content, participating as actively as maybe you'd like to. But I will say, from my perspective, you know, as usual, and as I knew would be for me, the HR Evolution highlight had to be HR Improv once again that we did for the second year in a row, and just about HR Improv. For folks who are listening to this who weren't at HR Evolution or not familiar with HR Improv, it was HR Improv is designed to have some fun, but also to challenge people to speak on their feet, to think, to adapt, basically by their challenge to present a 10 or 12 slide deck in 5 or 7 minutes that they've never seen before. We want them to try to tie it into some sort of HR or workplace or talent management kind of theme, if at all possible, and to have fun with it. And so it's just a huge amount of laughs. I mean, I've never laughed so hard at HR Improv the last 2 years that we've done it. And so I think, once again, it was probably the highlight for me of the event. And I hear that there's a video floating around of at least one of the presenters doing HR Improv.
There is. I think it was Ryan Leary that put it out there. I will retweet it. I'll find it because I know I tweeted it out earlier, so I'll retweet that into the stream. But, yeah, I mean, you know what, too? This has amazed me 2 years in a row with something like HR Improv. So not only, you know, I kind of almost expect that maybe someone who's been to HR Evolution in the past would be game to stand up in front of their peers, you know, deliver a presentation they've never seen before. That's pretty scary in itself. Every time we get people who are new to the event doing it. So we had 3 people this time stand up and do it, and I think we had 2 or 3 last time who were new, at least 2 that I can think of, who had never been and who didn't know all that many people yet, you know. So kudos to them to be able to truly stand up and deliver some content that you are not familiar with and doing it in a professional way, but then also in a really fun way. Man, that's not easy. They made it look easy. So
yeah, and so we had our judges, we had Eric Weingartner and China Gorman and Linda Jonas, who's a veteran of HR Improv, who are judges. We had a tie, right? HR Improv winner. We had a tie this year with Dwayne Lay, and then one of our newcomers, Aisha, and I hope I get her last name right. I believe her last name was Ferguson. I'd have to look it up. But
right,
Aisha,
it's Ferguson.
Yeah, she was fantastic. She killed. And, you know, it was only sort of that Dwayne Lay kind of presence, effervescence, you know, that carried him. Had it been anybody else, I think Aisha would have won outright. To be a co-winner as a first-timer who had never seen this before, just kudos to her as well. But anyway, we had lots of other great people there, great content, great sessions. Was there anything else, Trish, that you saw or heard you wanted to mention in particular about HR Evolution?
There are a couple. So like you, I mean, we don't get to go to all the sessions. I will tell you one that I wanted to go to only because it was kind of my idea in the front of the planning was the Matt Charney, Ben Eubanks, Kids Today, Gen Y Mythbuster session. It was up. This was the first time in a long time I've even had a session. So I was in the middle of doing the Taking HR Global with Bill Borman and Robin Schooling and Linda Jonas and Bonnie. And so, yeah, I missed that one. I hear it went really, really well. I was also up against China Gorman when she was talking about is early adoption in HR's DNA. Even in the planning call, talking about that topic with her, I'm sure she knocked that one out of the park. I mean, those were 2 that I really was interested in and obviously didn't get to see myself. I did get in to see a little bit of the cool tools for HR with Craig Fisher. You know, Craig has done that one a couple times for us, and it's different every time. And within the first 5 minutes, I had already written down like 3 new tools that I had never heard of before that I will use. So something practical like that. I'll give a special little shout out to Dwayne and Ryan McCracken for Top That. So Ryan was one of our newcomers as well. He's actually a St. Louis guy from Express Scripts here in St. Louis. He's an HR manager there and just really did a great job. Again, I think it's kind of intimidating coming into a pretty close-knit group, and our newcomers just nailed it. My last one that I saw a good portion of was the session that Matt Stolik did, and that was what HR can learn from the television industry. Some great questions were being thrown out in that one. So to actually hear, you know, leaders from the TV industry talking about, you know, everything from their internship programs to how they, you know, handle certain situations when things kind of get bad from a PR standpoint. I know they were asked a lot about how the Big Brother situation this year was handled with kind of all the racist comments being made and how to deal with those kinds of situations. So again, it's things that were pretty applicable to HR people.
Right.
I think if there's anything else I saw. Oh, the last one I saw a bit of, which was pretty good, is, you know, we had the unconference bit in there too, and maybe you can remember exactly what Lance Hahn called it, but he had a whole session of, like, you couldn't talk about HR.
Lance Hahn was one hour to not talk about HR, something like that. So that was the
title. Yeah, it was so good. It was a lot about social. You know, we got some new Twitter users in the room. Jen McClure was in there. Ben Martinez was in there. Jerry Crispin, John Sumser. I mean, talk about the lineup. I mean, to have a session like that going on that wasn't planned, amazing.
Yeah, I'm not going to say who this is. I won't blow him out. But there was one of the attendees who's been a multiple-time attendee. It was from one of the vendors, HR tech vendors, told me he loves coming to HR Evolution because, you know, he gets quality one-on-one time with a whole bunch of industry kind of, you know, thought leaders slash influencers, whatever term you want to use. It doesn't matter what the term is, but the types like of people you're talking about, people like John and Jerry and China Gorman and many others who are at our event, when you're in that HR Evolution setting, you're talking to them more as peers and as colleagues, and oftentimes, you know, they become friends. And so you're not in that formal kind of, you know, I don't know, vendor briefing scenario or, you know, proposal meeting or whatnot. So
all right.
We thought it was a great opportunity just to connect with people and really engage with them in a format that's very conducive to that kind of one-on-one interaction and knowledge sharing. So it was a good point. He was smart to think about it in that fashion, and he's a good attendee. Hey, let's take a quick break, Trish, for a second. Let's do a quick reset. Take a breather, take a beverage. We're 21 minutes into the show already. It's flying by, as always.
Flying by, see? It's like riding a horse, right? We're right back on it.
Something like that. I have ridden horses before, though, Trish, and quite frankly, it's been a very long time, and I'm not really looking forward to doing it again. But this is the HR Happy Hour show. My name is Steve Bowes. Trish McFarland's with me. We're talking about HR Evolution. We're also going to talk about the HR Tech Conference for a little bit. Our call-in number tonight, 646-378-1086. If you have called in, a couple of people have called in. If any of the folks who are just listening on the phone line want to come on the air and ask a question or make a comment, just press 1 on your phone, and I'll know that you want to actually come on, and I'll open up your line. And of course, so we'll keep an eye on the back channel as well. I didn't expect there to be a really big back channel tonight, Trish, because we haven't done one of these in so long, and maybe it'll take a while to build up the back channel again, but that's fine. So anybody who's out there, we'll keep an eye on the HR Happy Hour hashtag as well. So,
well, you know what? I think maybe part of it, too, is the fact that we just yesterday were like, hey, you know what? We should probably do this.
I know.
Maybe a little more planning on our part so we can, like, notify people that we're doing it. No, you're right. I think we should start back on at least maybe twice a month would be a realistic, and then maybe two podcasts a month or something like that. So I think our goal should be for the new year to actually have some sort of schedule that people will know.
That sounds like work. Yeah, we could do that. We could maybe try to do that. And I was thinking about it as well. And you know, particularly this is Thursday, and I like doing the show on Thursdays because that's when we've pretty much always done it for the most part. And I thought, okay, we'll do another one in 2 weeks. That'll be about right. And of course, 2 weeks from tonight is Halloween. So
Hey, we've done good Halloween ones before.
I know, but I don't know if that's going to be tenable there with, like, you know, trick-or-treating and all of this. So we'll see if
we'll have to figure it out. But you know what? I noticed China Gorman is in the Twitter stream there. We also have Brent Skinner. We've got Matt Stalick. So we're not alone.
Yeah, China, awesome. Great to see China was great. China killed, as always. And, like, when I told my friend from Wegmans, who's one of the, you know, the best companies in the world, most admired companies, so on and so forth. You know, they're in the top couple of, you know, best places to work every year. You know, they're just a remarkable company. And
yeah,
I'm totally a mark for them. I'm like a groupie for Wegmans. And they're all
you need to work for them.
I know. But when I told this woman, his name's Ann Neath, who's the director of organization development at Wegmans, when I told her at a meeting with her prior to HR Evolution to talk about her session and her talk, when I told her that China Gorman was going to be at our event and going to be a speaker and I could introduce her to China, she freaked out, the woman from Wegmans, and she's like, oh, my God, I can meet China. She was so excited because, well, just China's reputation precedes herself. So she was ecstatic about the opportunity to meet China. So I was glad that I was able to introduce them at the event.
I hear that from a lot of people. You know, they'll be surprised, like, oh, my goodness, you know her? And I'm like, yeah. And it's always like, how have you met her? And I said, well, on Twitter, of course. My goodness, you know.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's how you meet all the great leaders. But, yeah, she's a celebrity in our world, that's for sure.
Rock star, no doubt, no doubt. So do we want to – and so, yeah, I think just to wrap up HR Evolution, Trish, you know, in case people are wondering, I know people ask you, people have asked me, I mean, I guess the answer right now is we're not really sure when the next HR Evolution is going to be and where, right? Because we've been partnering with HR Tech for a couple of years now, and that partnership
mm-hmm.
worked out, I think, well for the most part. But HR Tech, which we're going to talk about here in a minute, next year the HR Technology Conference will be in the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas again. It will be roughly that same time frame, that same week on the calendar in October. But the difference next fall, next October for HR Tech, is that the conference takes place Wednesday, Thursday, and half of Friday, which is a different schedule than HR Tech has had the last few years, where it's been Monday, Tuesday, and part of Wednesday. So HR Evolution has been, since we've had this partnership, has been the day prior to HR Tech has been on a Sunday, which facilitates many people who come to HR Evolution only do not stay for HR Tech. So the ability to do a pre-conference kind of event on a Tuesday doesn't really make sense, right? Because it's difficult to expect people to fly to Las Vegas on a Monday, attend an event on a Tuesday, and then go home right in the middle of a week. So we're going to have to see what we do with HR Evolution. And as right now, as far as I can see, we don't really know yet. And I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I'm getting those questions too, and I'm sure that Matt and Ben get those as well. I mean, I think the four of us really have to talk about kind of the pros and cons. Obviously, we're very, very grateful that LRP and HR Tech have helped us for these years together, and certainly not wanting to say, you know, I think maybe talking about incorporating an HR Evolution session or two might be a better option if we were to do it. But a couple of things, just my own personal opinion, is that I do sort of miss some of the spontaneity when we were on our own. I will also say the timing of having it maybe more in late spring seems to always work better from a planning perspective. And we always really – one thing we started at the very first one was to make it so that people would not have to miss very much work. So
right.
Being able to have people fly in like for a Friday night tweet up and then having the event on a Saturday used to work really, really well. You know, again, we always had it in cities that were a little less expensive. So these are just all things we need to talk about and consider. I know people have asked me, can we have it in St. Louis? I'm in St. Louis.
Well,
that would be
that.
Wonderful.
That's
I'm sure
that.
We could get some fantastic sponsors, and we've already started talking to some people just about throwing some ideas together. But I would just say this. If anyone is interested in having HR Evolution in your city, contact either me or you or Matt Stolick or Ben Eubanks, and we're happy to discuss
yeah.
and see what makes sense.
I mean, provided that city is either St. Louis, Green Bay, or Rochester, New York. Provided, right? That's the caveat
yeah.
you'd like to throw out there. All right, fair enough.
No, but you know
and,
what? People will come. I think also we kind of like the small feeling a little bit. We really want to make sure people are there networking and really getting to know each other. So, you know, just as we get bigger, that changes the dynamics a little bit. I know it was much harder for people to meet everybody this year. So while it's great that our numbers have grown and we actually sold out, you know, on the other hand, there's just a little bit of a downside to that. We just need to weigh all that out. So, but we'll take any suggestions. I think people know how to find the four of us, so definitely let us know in the next month or two as we start making some decisions.
Yeah, so I think, Trish, those are all great points. And anyway, it was a good event. You know, great support from our friends, HR Evolution sort of core group, our sponsors, of course. I think it really worked out well. So,
can we just say one
last
thank you to all of our speakers because they really just do a phenomenal job. you know, it's hard coming to an event like that where it is unstructured and doing that. And I really appreciate them. And I don't think we maybe thank them enough in the moment, you know, but they did a great job.
Very, very, very good point. Great lineup, of course, as always. A lineup that rivals a lot of other conferences that you know, you'd have to pay quite a lot of money to attend, quite frankly, the quality of our speakers.
Yeah.
No,
so they're volunteering their time. These are people that get paid lots of money to speak at other events. And, yeah, they're huge, just huge supporters of this industry, and I love them all. All right, enough mushies from me.
I would not personally go that far, Trish, but I like most of them. I'll leave it at that. So,
nice.
I want to take a call.
Let's talk about tech, right?
No, we're going to take a call. There's a caller who wants to come
on.
You know, let me just warn everybody here. It's been so long since we've done a live show. Blog Talk Radio has changed the interface a little bit on the show dashboard. And it used to be kind of like the icon when someone pressed 1, right? I always say you got to press 1 if you want to come on the air. So when someone pressed 1, there was an icon which looked like a hand waving, right? And that would be my little signal. That little hand waving thing is gone. But I think this person wants to come on the air, so I'm going to open up their line. And if they don't, then, you know, my bad. So let's go ahead and open up line number 4. Is this area 415? Are you there?
Yeah. China.
Oh, it's China.
It's China. Okay. I wasn't sure if you wanted to come on or not, China, so I apologize for putting you on the spot if you didn't.
No, I did because I wanted to say I thought this was the best HR evolution yet. I thought the speakers were awesome. Thanks for your comments about my session. I thought the speakers
were awesome.
I thought the attendees were so engaged and so – even the new ones, like Aisha, man, she was fabulous. But I think you guys have sort of hit sort of a peak, and it's going to be hard to see. The only way I can think of that you could do it better is to have it in St. Louis.
Yay, a vote for St. Louis. I love it. Hey, and you know what? Can I just say this? We've got someone new in the Twitter stream. We have Angie Schaefer, who just tweeted at me. She's here in St. Louis. It looks like she is the HRMA president-elect. And it says here, enjoying my first HR happy hour. She says, Trish, I'm in St. Louis as well and would love to connect. Big fan of Dwayne Lay. You notice it doesn't say big fan of me, right? But that's okay. We love Dwayne. So I'll say Angie might vote for St. Louis as well, I would think.
Yeah. Like I think we could get a lot of votes for St. Louis.
I've only been to St. Louis one time. It was a long time ago, and one of the locals who was showing me around, you know, pulls this whole fast one on me, like, oh, you've got to go down to the arch and go in the car, the little car that rides up the arch.
Oh, yeah, that goes up
right?
The top, yeah.
Oh, my God, that was like the worst 30 minutes of my life.
It is scary.
It is very scary.
That was horrible.
And if you're at all claustrophobic, it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
So one last comment on HR Evolution if we did St. Louis. So Matt Stalick is tweeting out that May 16th through the 18th is Cards Baseball versus the Braves. And I will say that we had already talked a little bit about possibly being able to do it at Busch Stadium because they do
that
have meeting space. So that could be kind of cool.
And by then
we will be the world champion St. Louis Cardinals.
Absolutely. And there's no place really prettier in the spring than St. Louis. Really.
But I have to tell you, like, you know, and this is like maybe some other – Matt and Bruno's listening. This would be like an 8-man rotation show we have to go into. I feel like there's the St. Louis Cardinals fans are reaching that level of insufferability, like that's rivaling like the Red Sox and Yankees fans. I think you're getting that. I think you're pushing this kind of you know, Midwestern feel good. We do it the right way. And everybody else is bad. It's just annoying. It's enough. But that's all I want to say about it. That's all I want to say about it.
Total bummer.
Yeah, it'd be great to have the event.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to call and say I thought you guys did a fabulous job.
Thank you.
It's hard to understand how it gets much better because the speaker's really awesome, truly.
Yeah.
And the attendees. Each of the attendees could be a speaker, right? Because they were so engaged and so smart.
Yeah.
And that's how, you know, that's how it gets better each time, really, is that we're going to see some of those people that were new to this event, see them come in as speakers this next time. I think that's
right.
What keep us all engaged, too. It's always new for whether you've attended one or three or six, you get that new blood in, and it's really exciting to see people just grow and shine, and I'm excited
yep.
for it.
Yep. So I'm in the airport. China, so I know it's
really
I'm going to
mute
so.
You because we're picking up a little
yep.
background noise, China.
Yep,
but thank
absolutely.
You so much. Thanks for everything again, and we'll
absolutely.
See you very, very soon.
I look forward to it. Thanks.
Thanks, China.
Great. All right. I muted China because we're picking up a little background noise, but that's okay. Great to hear from China. It's great. So, Trish, we're 35 minutes in. We haven't talked about tech at all. I guess we should talk a little bit about HR Tech.
Oh, you want to talk HR Tech? No, we should talk.
Should we just skip it? We don't have to talk about it. We can
no.
do another show.
What, can I, wait, can I say something about it first? Because I know, you know, we all know now that's your new gig, you know, being the chair of that event. Let me just tell you, you and Bill did an amazing job. This was, I was counting, it's my fifth time at Tech. I mean this with utmost sincerity. That is the event I learn the most every single year. It has done more for my career. It has done more for my personal learning, more for my networking, my knowledge about how to do my job better from a technology standpoint. I mean, it was really, really good this year. So hats off to you guys. I know, and now I've gotten a little bit of behind-the-scenes look as you were going through the planning with Bill. Man, you guys put in a ton of work on that event. So I don't know if people really thank you for all of that stuff, but it was amazing, truly.
Probably not. They don't thank me enough, Trish. I have to say that honestly. I do not get enough, thanks. No, I'm kidding, sort of. But, I guess a couple of things I'll say about it from working on it all year long and then through the show and sort of the week or so since the show, and having done HR Evolution with you and Matt and Ben for the last few years, I have a slight, taste of event planning and organizing and content and so on and so forth. But, yeah, the scale just leaps, the scale and the scope becomes so much larger at Tech that, the amount of work that goes in and the people who work on the show who do a great job, it was stunning, really. And there was always one more thing to do. And a lot of people work very, very hard, most of them behind the scenes, right? You see Bill up there and Dave Shadovitz. You saw me a little bit, at the show. And, of course, all of our speakers who – I could go on and on about the quality of our speakers who also for Tech, we do not do enough to recognize and to thank for the time that they put into the show. But the behind-the-scenes staff at LRP who owns the show and LRP who also owns Human Resource Executive Magazine, there's just a whole slew of folks who work really, really hard all year long on the show. And actually Bill, in his last HR Executive Magazine column, just posted this week or maybe at the beginning of the week, he actually named, everybody who works on the show and thanked them. It was a great column. And for anybody who's interested in HR Tech, I'd encourage you to go over to HREonline.com and find Bill's column and read about some of the amazing people who work at LRP and work really, really hard putting on the show and who I'm counting on, quite frankly, to help me as I go forward in planning for next year. And the planning's already begun, too. So, but before we talk about next year, maybe talk about this year, right? So again, for me, doing a lot of running around, trying to check up on a lot of sessions, trying to just deal with a lot of sort of on-site issues. I really don't get to sit in sessions at HR Tech, at least I didn't this year. I didn't really see – the only ones that I saw like all the way through would have been the general sessions, right, that everybody saw. But in terms of specific sessions, I heard loads of great things. And I'm going to point out a couple of them that I just want to make sure I mention because, A, they were particularly, well-received, well-attended, and B, that I had just a little bit of involvement in helping get them organized. One would be the session on workforce analytics and metrics from the folks at Mercer, from Brian Kelly and Julia Howes. Brian Kelly from Mercer does an incredible job with metrics, and his session is so popular. In 2012, it was the most popular session at the entire show, concurrent session. And it, and I haven't seen the numbers yet for this past year. It probably will be again for 2013. So Brian from Mercer and Julia from Mercer did another outstanding job. I also wanted to give a shout-out to Elena Orler, who did a recruiting technology kind of tour de force State of the Union session for us, which was absolutely overflowing, and I think they were turning people away from it. And it was just an amazing job. And then finally, I didn't have a lot of involvement in this one, but I saw some of it, and he had, on the third day, right, that last Wednesday, that last concurrent session when it's hard to draw a crowd, your friend and mine, Trish, Mr. Ben Brooks, Mr. Rockstar, had an enormous crowd for his session.
Oh, good.
On making HR sexy again, and absolutely killed. So those are the
He's
three.
He's so dynamic.
I keep going on and on and on. I don't know, Trish, if you had any thoughts about some content that you saw or sessions you might have caught a little bit of that you might have wanted to highlight. But those are the three for me I absolutely wanted to mention, and I could probably mention 10 more.
Yeah, I tried to pop in as many of the concurrents as I could, so I didn't necessarily sit through, like, full-length sessions. I did see some of the TED Talks. I did see China's TED Talk, which was really good. Or what do you call it? Tech Talks, right? Like a TED
right.
Talk.
Right, yeah.
You know what I like about that was I just something new, right? So a new format, you know, fresh, quick. Those were great. I really liked Awesome New Technologies. That's been a favorite for a while, but that's really – I feel like that's the one thing where when I see that, it gives me the leg up on my competition because I'm seeing kind of what the future is, whether it's from, you know, the recruiting technologies to the more HR-focused technologies. And I thought the six choice, you know, companies were just great, really intriguing and, you know, especially the one you'll remember the name, and I'm sorry I'm drawing a blank on it, the man who was having the, like, the charitable hitting in various charitable events and being able to coordinate that through using a technology. What that company, it's escaping me.
The name of the company is called PauseCast, C-A-U-S-E.
That's it, PauseCast.
It's basically a corporate philanthropy and volunteerism management platform for organizations who, you know, want to do some you know, kind of, I don't know, a more thoughtful and more coordinated approach to volunteer days and you know, giving back to their communities and so on and so forth. Yeah, really interesting company. And I thought different, right, something that maybe folks maybe hadn't had seen before, which is one of the reasons why I liked them for the Awesome New Technology session.
Yeah. I don't know if you all, like, as you were planning that out, if that came to mind, but I almost think, like, that's one of those where had that not been selected but just been in the expo hall, it could have very easily been lost kind of in the mix of everything. Because, you know, you have so many other vendors that all kind of do similar things. They kind of get grouped. That one, you know, it was nice to have that one singled out a little bit, I think, too. But the other five were also all amazing. Good speakers. They were interesting and, you know, kind of cool technologies. Also, I think for me, you know, I really did like the keynote. I'm probably not much of a keynote person typically, you know. They can be kind of cheesy. I loved it. Very business focused. I wrote lots of notes, lots of takeaways from that session. You know what?
I liked my session.
Yeah. I'm going to vote for me.
What? You have to say that?
No, you know what was fun? So this was interesting. You know, getting to be on the Next Gen Influencer panel, which is just an honor anyway. But sitting up there with people, you know, all about my age who've been in business about the same length of time, and you know, we're coming at the HR industry from a little different angles. But even though we were sort of given some of the questions at least to think about in advance, I really felt like we were starting to kind of, you know, get into little disagreements here and there and starting to have some differences of opinion. And so I would like to see more of that. And so whether it's, you know, we were joking that we want to bring the four of us back next year and, you know, get a little unscripted, if you will, and really get real.
I'm going to blow you out on this, Trish. I feel like that panel had been done for about 15 minutes, right? It was in the books, and like two of you guys, I'm not saying who, hit me up already, like, oh, we want to come back next year and do it again, the same panel. You know, like already working me for next year. So that was good. That was ready to strike while the iron was hot. So, but
you know what?
It's been interesting
getting feedback on that panel from people who were in the room because I think they liked it once it got to be like, you know, Maxim and I especially, we were having a little disagreement. You know, I'm coming at it from the practitioner standpoint. I was kind of taking the gloves off a little bit, and he's coming at it from the vendor standpoint. And so we've got different views on how things work in the real world and versus in theory. So, yeah, I think it could get really interesting. But whether I will say this, whether it's us four or whether you have new four, or how, you know, if it gets back in somehow, I would definitely have them go a little bit off script and let them fight it out a little bit, have some of the differences of opinion show up a little bit more. So, but, no, overall,
yeah,
really good.
Yeah, and I think those kinds of discussions, right, it's a fine art to managing panel discussions at a big event when there's lots of people in the room, and especially when you have four panelists, which is a lot. You know, I think sometimes panels work better when there's only three folks, that there's more room and more space for people to kind of fill in. But, once you can kind of get the panel interacting with each other, I just think in general you tend to have a better outcome versus, you know, kind of, okay, question one goes to this person, question two goes to that person, and so on. I thought when Bill did the HR Tonight Show, which was a general session with John Sumser and Brian Summer and Pat Milligan and Leanne Levensaler, I thought the highlights of that session, which I thought was really good overall, but I thought that the really high points were once John Sumser got on stage and him and Brian started to go at it a little bit, and Pat Milligan kind of took issue with some of the things they said, and you know, you had good and genuine and in the moment kind of interaction between, you know, smart people with a point of view, people who are not afraid to share their opinion and that point of view. And I think that's when you get the benefit of their expertise shines through in a way that's a little bit more real, and also, quite frankly, a little bit more interesting for the audience as well. So, to me, those kind of impromptu, spontaneous interactions is where you'll get the good stuff. So hopefully next year, you know, as we build the show, you know, we'll be mindful of that, and the folks who do panels for us or participate on panels will certainly, you know, keep that in mind. You want that kind of spontaneity and that chance for that thing, that to hear something you didn't expect, right? And so hopefully...
Yeah, and to see their personalities, because like you're saying, I mean, I think when Pat, you know, kind of started, you could see that little spark go off, right? And it makes the audience perk up a little bit and like, ooh, this could get good. Let's pay attention even more. It was interesting.
Yeah. So, we only have about 13 minutes left in this show. I'll give out the call number again, 646-378-1086. If anybody wants to jump in, you're more than welcome to. We'll happily take your calls, questions, comments. This is the HR Happy Hour Show. My name is Steve Bowes. With me, of course, Trish McFarland. We're sort of wrapping up HR Evolution and HR Tech, just trying to hit some of the high points and the things that were interesting and noteworthy from our perspectives. Trish, I have to say, and I know you had left, you weren't in the house for this, but I love the Watson session on Wednesday morning. So on Wednesday morning, yeah, so for folks, you know, and I know with a 3-day conference or a 2.5-day conference, people have jobs and families and lives outside of conferences. Lots of people can't stay for that last day. But on that last morning, we had a very special demonstration and presentation from Kinexa and IBM, who's been bought by IBM, so with Watson as an HR advisor. And it was, I thought, really fascinating kind of demonstration of the potential of a technology like Watson to be, I don't know, kind of an advisor, a supporter to organizations and to HR departments. It was fascinating. And you know, to me it was really more like, wow, there's a lot of untapped potential. I don't think they figured it out all the way yet, like how they might actually deploy a technology like Watson into HR departments. But just, you know, the way you can interact with Watson, like in natural language and ask it questions and sort of almost talk to it like a person, it's like some of the demonstration that they did, it was like the best, you know, HR sort of advisor you'd ever have. You could talk to it just like you talk to a real person. You know, it was amazing.
That's cool. Yeah, I missed it. This was 1 year where I had to head back to the real job and miss that last day. But, yeah, I heard good things about that session from some of the people that were in it, though, too.
Yeah, I love the Watson session. And I thought, again, you mentioned awesome new technologies. I had a lot of fun on that, you know, helping, really putting that together, and the six companies, I'll try to name them. I'm going to forget somebody if I name them, but I'll try. So we had Jibe, we had Jobvite, we had Causecast, we already talked about.
Intello.
Yeah, we had Intello. We had Unite, which is, you know, maybe, and CFactorWorks was the other one. But Unite, let me tell you about Unite a little bit. I love those guys.
That was cool.
And yeah, so Unite is a company out of the Netherlands, and they have their technology is really centered around providing a user experience overlay, which is deployed on mobile devices for organizations, most commonly mid-sized to larger organizations that might have a number of different HR technologies deployed from different vendors. So you might have maybe a core system of record that might be a PeopleSoft. You might have a learning system from, say, like a SumTotal. You might have a recruiting system from maybe Conexo or Taleo. And, you know, you get the idea, right? You've got all these disparate systems, different user interfaces, different logins for people, right? And that kind of sucks, right? People, especially managers who don't want to really deal with HR technology all that often and don't certainly want to spend a lot of time figuring out HR technology, and you're providing them these four different systems and four different user experiences and four different passwords and so on and so forth. It sucks, right? And they hate it. They don't want to use it, right? So what Unite attempts to do is basically bring all that stuff together, put a common user interface to it, a single password, single security authentication, and make those systems just easier to work with in a way that employees, managers, you know, frontline people will actually like, right? It's really cool technology and different, certainly. And I love their CEO, Michelle Slazier, his name is, and loads of energy. They did a tremendous amount of work to get ready for that presentation and to come all the way from the Netherlands to set up a booth and everything, and they did their presentation. So I just want to make sure I recognize them, in particular from the Awesome New Technology session, as a group that was really fun to work with, but also has a really cool technology. And it's spelled Hunite, if you wanted to check them out, if that's the kind of technology that maybe your organization might be interested in digging in a little bit more about. So love those guys and love that session. Were there any of the – Trish, last question I'm going to throw out. I don't know if you did any expo hall time or toured around or took any meetings.
I did.
But was there any one other vendor or solution, anything else you saw that said, boy, this was really cool, like that maybe you hadn't seen before or maybe you had, but, you know, is there any – you know, like sometimes they talk about, like, you know, at the big shows, the big tech shows, they say, oh, well – such and such a vendor won HR Tech, right? Or, you know,
mm-hmm.
Is there a vendor that won the event? Is there one vendor that you said, boy, they just killed, and I love what they're doing?
Yes, I have, well, 1/2, but definitely for
okay.
me, Halogen Software. If people
Halogen,
have not checked
okay.
out what they're doing, they are incorporating yeah. the Myers-Briggs testing and the results into the performance management system. And what that does is it gives the both the colleague themselves and their peers and their leaders the ability to see what their style is in terms of at work, personally, whatever. And then you can compare to other people in your group or other people in your company so that, you know, ideally if you're meeting with another leader and maybe you know you don't get along well or maybe you don't know them and you're trying to figure out what might be some ways to, you know, communicate best with that person, it really broke down how you could communicate with that person, where your similarities lie, where your differences may come in, and how to really work that into the relationship. I loved that because, you know, I've worked in several companies and we've always had to send, you know, people to outside training, and I've gone to outside training plenty of times to do that sort of thing, to figure out, you know, what's your style, what's my style, and, you know, there's different techniques to do that. But
yeah.
I loved having it in the actual performance system. I think that's brilliant. The other one that impressed me, which I was a little surprised almost because I thought I knew them. I thought I knew what was going on. It's a rebranded one. It's WePow.
Okay.
I went to the WePow demo and was blown away. So formerly Wowzer, now branded as WePow, WePow.com. People need to check them out. You know, there's all sorts of video interviewing out there, and it's just they're putting a little different twist on it. So I would just recommend people check them out. I was impressed.
Great. great. That's cool. Those are great. I did the halogen thing too. The MBTI. Am I saying that right? MBTI.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was fun, and they had the big screen up there where you could compare different folks, and you know, some of the folks that we know, like Chris was up there, Chris Dunn, and China did it, and a few other folks. It was a lot of fun. So yeah, I love what they're doing. Boy, I don't know. Like I saw so many really interesting and cool things. I'm just going to point out just one. And I think, I think I really like sort of where they're heading and some of the things that they're doing. And I think there's more really good stuff to come. And that's from Glassdoor. I like what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
With trying to really make more valuable and actionable the tremendous amount of data that they've accumulated over the years in the form of employee reviews and interview experiences and CEO ratings and so on and so forth. All that data that we all know Glassdoor has had for a long time, it's been sort of that primary source primarily for job seekers, right, to go and research a company that they might be considering joining or at least interviewing for. And they're really doing a lot of interesting things and valuable things with that data that will benefit corporate recruiting departments and organizations as well. So to better understand their employer brand, to better understand how they stack up compared to their competitors, and to better engage with potential candidates as well as their own employee potential. I think there's loads of additional potential there, but I think they're definitely on the right track and doing some really, really interesting things. So if you think of Glassdoor only as, well, that's the place where people go to look at employee reviews, I think you need to look at them again. And I saw some really interesting statistics that they may even rival, like, you know, LinkedIn for some of these kind of employer, you know, views of employer pages and so on and so forth. So definitely check out what Glassdoor is up to if you haven't in a while. That would be the one for me that I would call out. I'm going to call out one other one, which is less about the technology and just more about how cool and how much I like the guy and how I thought their booth was really cool, which was a company called The Resumator, who make a, you know, small and medium-sized business-focused ATS system, and then maybe do some other things too. But that's how I know them, and I've known them for a while. And Don Charlton from The Resonator is a really fun guy, and they had a really cool booth, and I enjoyed spending some time. I had known him for years, but had never actually met in person, so it was great to hang out with them a little bit and talk with them. So those were the two I wanted to specifically shout out and make sure I mentioned. I got to take a breath, Trish. I feel like I've been talking for 57 minutes practically.
It flew by, didn't it? It's been good.
It's been fun to do this again. You know, it's interesting to do the show live again. We'll see. We'll do it again in a couple of weeks. It's Halloween, though. Maybe next week. We'll figure it out. But
We do a pre-recorded next week, and then we move, you know, alternating back and forth. We'll see.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to do the show live again. You know, we'll see how it goes. But any last thoughts? Anything we want to mention? Any shout-outs? Any kind of... We're sort of at the end of the year. I don't have any real travel plans the rest of the year. I don't know. I think I'm mostly sticking around the lair here in Rochester.
Well, that's good. I have a few little short trips here and there, and you know that'll be exciting. Nothing too long. I want to give a shout out though to my friends at Equifax, Pam Stevens,
yes.
Mike Cinca.
Go ahead, Trish.
Tom Fisher, I mean, I love them, you know, so, I don't have to go to a demo. I don't have to go to a booth. I love their services, you know, as a client, but I love them as people because that's always important to me. So just a shout out to my buddies there and thank them for a great time. They made my birthday really awesome in Vegas.
Yeah,
so.
I'm glad you mentioned the folks at Equifax in the last minute of the show. Sarah over at Equifax sent me this really interesting report that they ran for me with the Twitter reach from the HR Tech Conference. So for the 4 days of the conference, really starting Sunday night through Wednesday, for those 4 days, the 6th through the 9th of October, there was almost 20,000 separate Twitter mentions of our hashtag, HR Tech Conference hashtag, by over 4,300 distinct users, with a total Twitter reach of an estimated impression of 166 million impressions. So
that's amazing.
It's pretty cool to see all the activity. Yeah, almost 20,000 tweets over those 4 days. And quite frankly, the HR Tech Conference hashtag is still going on and on, you know, even a week later. So Awesome. Wow. So, Trish, thanks so much. Thank you to Carly as well for jumping in at the beginning of the show. Thanks to China Gorman, who dropped in and said hello as well. So it's been fun. We'll see you. I don't know. We'll see you next time. Keep an eye on the Twitter stream and our HRHappyHour.net for when we'll be doing the next show. So Trish, thanks so much.
Thanks. See you soon.
Bye.
All right. Good night, everyone. Thanks from the HR Happy Hour. We'll see you next time.